And I want to get your thoughts on how do you guys think the Junos have grown in the last 40 years and what you remember the Junos were like for you guys.
Well, I remember pre-Junos when they were the RPM Awards, right from RPM Magazine. And that was a big deal because RPM was our only national kind of magazine that went to the radio stations and things like that. So I remember the evolution and them calling them the Juno Awards. And I think I might have been at the first one that was broadcast on TV.
What was that like?
Well, it was awkward. It was somebody saying, I've grown up and I want to leave home, like when you're leaving home from your parents. And, gee, it's so great to be at home because mom cooks and I have my own bedroom, but I've got to get out of my own. It was that kind of thing. But in a couple of years, when Backmontern Overdrive happened, like in the mid-70s, and then Rush, and then things started to happen, and Lightfoot was always big through that whole period of time, suddenly the Junos went international. It wasn't a bunch of Canadian hicks, which is what we were looked at by the rest of the world, celebrating their own hickdom and who's the coolest hick. Suddenly, we were on charts all over the world, and then came Loverboy and Bryan Adams and bang, 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 great, 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 great Canadian bands that were just kind of waiting in the wings. And I think the CRTC helped that, the Canadian content, really, because it gave you a shot. It wasn't hopeless if you lived in Climax, Saskatchewan or something, or, you know what I mean, Red River Boogie Town, Manitoba or whatever, that you can do a record, it was good enough, you were maybe one of the two or three that got picked to get played on the radio, or else you had no chance. So that was a whole maturation, I think, of the Canadian music industry, the CRTC coming in, and the Junos just kind of grew up, and it was like 74, 75. I think we won, I don't know, Album of the Year or something then, and I produced it, so I got Producer of the Year. And then suddenly that was like a big grown-up thing on TV. And now I think the Junos are a worldwide looked at thing by every country in the world, because I think Canadian music is the best in the world.
Why do you think, though, it was so hard for us to get out of that infancy to finally make it to that international stage, even though we had great talent? But it was almost as if we ourselves didn't, and I mean maybe the public, didn't look at Canadian artists as great talent.
We're a small country in population. And to have the United States right south of us, who believe absolutely, totally in everything they do, and I think probably a lot of that washed over into Canada to believe in everything that the United States did, and kind of it was like the grass on the other side of the fence. They didn't realize that their own country had something to really offer, like the United States did. And I think probably over the years, that's made a change. That's turned around. And like Randy says, the CTRC probably had a big hand in that, and the Junos had a big hand in that. And unfortunately, we're still a small population with that huge thing happening south, and after the European invasion thing, you know, it's still scratch your way into it, but Canada's got the means to get in and do it.